Last time we started discussing the Gemara Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, Mark quotes Rav Abba Bar Zavda Merav, who said that in Ovel is chayav in all mitzvahs at Torah except the tefillin. And we talked about the p'tur of an Ovel from tefillin. Is it a posuk? Is it a svara? Back and forth. Maybe there's a chiluk between Ovel as opposed to Tisha B'Av, the Rambam. Different issues. But now we have to discuss the other part of this statement, and that is that it's mashma from Rav's statement that an Ovel is chayav in all other mitzvahs except the tefillin. But there is one mitzvah that an Ovel seems to be potter from, or not only potter from, but also to engage in, and that is Talmud Torah. Why did Rav mention the issue of Ovel with Talmud Torah? So Rashi on the Gemara in Moikadna Daf Chaf Aleph asked this question. And Rashi answers that it's a svar. Rav is only telling me a chiddush that I learned from a pasuk. Tefillin? That's because Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, Percha Chavo Shalecha. That's a Gzeres HaKosuf. That's how Rashi was learning that it's based on a pasuk. The Talmud Torah says, Rashi, Avalhani Isbu Simcha. Talmud Torah is also for an Avel because it's a Davar HaMesameach. Pikudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Chelev, it's Mesameach the Avel. And an Avel is not a Bar Simcha, he's not supposed to engage in Simcha. So Rav doesn't have to mention that because it's only a Svara, it's not learned from a pasuk. He's only talking about Chidushim that are derived from a pasuk. The Aruch Lener in our sugya offers a different answer. It's a different answer, but it's sort of based on the same thing. He suggests that maybe the Avel is not really Asa B'Talmud Torah completely. He's Muta B'Dvarim Haroim. He's allowed to learn Yirmiyahu and Megillas Eicha and all parts of Torah that make a person sad. So if the whole problem of Talmud Torah for an Avel is one of Simcha, as Rashi seems to imply, as the Gemara in Taina seems to imply, because in the context of Tisha B'Av, when the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Lamed mentions the issue of Talmud Torah by Tisha B'Av, it says Pikud Hashem Yisharim Sam Chaylev. It mentions the idea that Talmud Torah is Misameach Salev, and that's why it's Asur on Tisha B'Av. So that's not such a strange thing that Rashi says Talmud Torah is a Davar Misameach, and that's Lechora why it should be Asur for an Ovel. Talk to Aruch Lener. It makes sense that only Asur is an Ovel but Talmud Torah, but Dvarim She'enu Roim, parts of Torah that are Misameach, learning Misechta Sukkah, learning Bava Kama, learning other things, but not Hilchas Avelus and Masechta Tainis and Yirmiyo and Eicha, right? Dvarim Haroim are not Mesameach, so the Ovel is Mutter in that. So if the Aruch Lener, if he's Mutter in that, then how can Rav say that the Ovel is also B'Talmud Torah? Rav says that the Ovel is also B'Tfilin. He's not allowed to wear Tfilin, but is he also B'Talmud Torah? No, he can learn Dvarim Haroim. So that's why Rav didn't mention the Issa Talmud Torah, because there are exceptions. It's not a complete Issa, it's not a complete Ptur. There are certain parts of Torah that the Ovel is allowed to learn. Why did Rashi give that answer? Rashi had to come onto this Svara. Hani Isbu Simcha, therefore what? So we suggested, well, it's only a Svara. That's how we're learning up Rashi. Why couldn't Rashi just say that the Ovel is Mutter B'Dvarim Harayim, so therefore he's Chayav in Talmud Torah? Because Rashi is assuming that the Issa Talmud Torah is Mishum Simcha. If you hold Dvarim Harayim Mutter, you're also assuming that the Issa Talmud Torah is Mishum Simcha. So why couldn't Rashi just say that he's chayev b'dvarim haroim? He has to learn Torah. L'chor, the answer is Rashi felt that since there is an isser of Talmud Torah for an Avel, there is some kind of isser. In Dvarim Sheinam Roim he's taka osser. So why didn't Rav mention that? Why didn't Rav mention the isser of Talmud Torah? I understand the Avel might be chayev in Talmud Torah to learn a chelek of Talmud Torah, but he's limited. If he's not an Ovel, so then he can learn anywhere. But the Ovel can't learn anywhere. He can't learn Dvarim She'enam Roim. Why didn't Rav mention that? Halacha. That there's an exception to what the Ovel is allowed to learn. There is some kind of an Issa Talmud Torah by an Ovel. Maybe not a complete Issa Talmud Torah, but at least a partial Issa Talmud Torah. Why didn't Rashi mention that? The answer is, why didn't Rav mention that? Not why didn't Rashi mention that. Why didn't Rav mention the Isser of Talmud Torah for Dvarim She'enam Roim? Says Rashi, the answer is because that's a Svara. That's a Svara. Rashi had to come onto the Svara because he felt that Rav should have mentioned the Isser of Talmud Torah by a novel because there is an Isser by Dvarim She'enam Roim. Maybe by Dvarim Haroim there's no Isser because the whole Isser is based on Simcha. But by Dvarim She'enam Roim there is an Isser. So why didn't Rav mention that? Says Rashi, because it's a Svara. And he only mentions tefillin because that's learned out of exactly. Okay, it's the Aruch Lener and Nash. Yeah.
Is there a, according to the sheet, is there a chiyuv Talmud Torah in those areas, or is just that there's no Isser Talmud Torah in those areas?
If the Ovel is allowed to learn Devarim HaRam, then he's chayav in Talmud Torah in those areas. He has to learn something. Right? It's only if he's potter, if he's not allowed to learn Talmud Torah, then he has an exemption. But if he's allowed, I mean, on Tisha B'Av, there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? So there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. A person who's supposed to learn a little bit. He's supposed to learn Eicha, you know, the sugya of Kamps of Akamps and Gittin. That's also, talks about the Chur B'Mes HaMegdash. It's also a sad type of limud because, you know, it teaches us about the Churban and the terrible things that happened at the time of the Churban. So yeah, a person is, there is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av, but you have to limit it to Dvarim HaRoyim. That's mamish what the Gemara says in Tainus. B'Kud Hashem Yishar V'Sam Chelev, there's an Isser Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av because it's Misameach. But Korei B'Iyov V'Kinos, right? The Mishnah, the Brisa says that you're supposed to read Dvarim HaRoyim. There's a hetter to read Dvarim HaRoyim, but Mistama you're supposed to, because that's the way to fulfill Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ovel doesn't mention the heter of Dvarim HaRoyim. He seems to understand that the Isser Talmud Torah for an Ovel is expansive. It applies to all Chalokim of Torah. So first of all, we have to understand what is the nature of the Isser Talmud Torah according to the Rambam. There's something missing over here. We pointed out that the Brisa and Tainus quotes the Pasuk Misam Chelev to explain the Isser Talmud Torah in Tisha B'Av. Presumably, Ovel is similar to Tisha B'Av. After all, that's how the Brisa and Tainus begins. Kol Dvarim HaNagim B'Ovel Nagim B'Tisha B'Av. Kol Mitzvos HaNagos B'Ovel Nagos B'Tisha B'Av. There's an equation made between Tisha B'Av and Ovel. So if Tisha B'Av, the Isser Talmud Torah, is based on Simcha, by Ovel also should be based on Simcha. But if it's based on Simcha, then there should be a heter of Dvarim HaRoyim. Why did the Rambam give a heter of Dvarim HaRoyim? So before we even discuss Akasha from the Sugyo, we have to understand the sheet of the Rambam. What's even more difficult is that the Rambam in Hilchos Tainios, when he talks about the Isser Talmud Torah by Tisha B'Av, he does mention the heter of Dvarim HaRoyim. What's going on? How can he straddle both sides of the fence? The Brisa says, Kol Mitzvos HaNagos B'Avel Nagos B'Tisha B'Av. The Brisa equates Avel and Tisha B'Av. And then the Brisa says that there's a heter of Dvarim HaRoyim and Tisha B'Av. And the Rambam quotes the heter of Dvarim HaRoyim and Tisha B'Av. But by Avel, somehow he switches gears. By Avel, he says that there's an Isser Talmud Torah, doesn't mention any heter of Dvarim HaRoyim whatsoever. How can that be? The Rambam seems to contradict himself. Right? By Ovel, Perakei Halokha Tesla. Perakei Halokha Tesla. Also, the Kosbeter Benavim Lebksum, the Lishnos Bemishma, the Mishma, the Medrish of Halochas. That's it. Then he talks about Rabban Tzrichimloch. A blanket Isser. For all Chalakim Torah. Dvarim HaRoyim seem to be Osir as well when it comes to Ovel. And yet in Hilchos Tainius, the Rambam quotes the Gemara. It quotes the heter of Dvarim HaRoyim by Tisha B'Av. So how can that be? We don't understand what's the nature of the Isser of Talmud Torah by an Ovel. Why should it even include Dvarim HaRoyim? And how can the Rambam split between Ovel as opposed to Tisha B'Av? And of course, the third Kash is, how does he answer the Kasha from Masugya? Right? Why did Rav mention the Isser of Talmud Torah by an Ovel? If you learn like the Aruch Haner and Rashi that it's based on Simcha, then you can talk about is there a heter of Dvarim HaRoyim? Is it a svar of Simcha? But according to the Rambam, it's not an inyan of Simcha. There must be something else going on. It's an issue. We have to understand the source. But once according to the Rambam, there's no heter of Dvarim HaRoyim, and it's not based on Simcha, so then all of our answers to the kasha that we asked fall away. So why Taka doesn't Rav mention the Isser Talmud Torah? It seems to be a Xeris HaKosa, just like Tfilin. So why doesn't Rav mention it? So before we get to that last kasha, to plug the Rambam into our sugya, let's first answer the first two kashas. What is the nature of the Isser Talmud Torah by an Ovel? So, Be'emes, this sheet of the Rambam we find in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that an Ovel Taka is also even in Dvarim HaRoyim. That's Tosfos. Machlok is the Bali Tosfos. Bar Moy Kotten, and the Kof Aleph, has a Raisa. Elu Dvarim She'Ovel also Behem. Locha, Rechitza, Sikha, etc. The also Likros return of him Muksuvim. Fine. So says Tosfos there, the Maskal, the also that Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yaakov, that's the Rabbeinu Yaakov Tam. Rabbeinu Tam initially felt that maybe an Ovel should be Osir in all Talmud Torah. Even Be'iyov of the Kinos of Edvarim Haram Shevi'emiyah. Midlo Tani Le Bishmaitim. It's interesting. Devarim Haram are not mentioned in the Brice and the Gemara Moikotin. But they're mentioned in the Brice and the Gemara in Tainus, but not in Moikotin. So by Ovel, Devarim Haram are not mentioned, by Tishba they are mentioned. So Rabbi Natan thought initially that maybe there's a chiluk. Maybe the heter of Devarim Haram doesn't apply to an Ovel. That's why it's not mentioned in the Brice. Like it's mentioned in Tainus. But Bimezik Nuso says Tausvis Chosa Vehitim. In the end, you know, the Sof Yomav, he was Matir. Because he said that Lechora Ovel should be the same as Tisha B'Av. That since the Braisa in Maseches Tainis begins Kol Mitzvos HaNogos B'Ovel Nogos B'Tisha B'Av, it compares, it equates Ovel to Tisha B'Av, and then it says there's an Issur Talmud Torah, and it's based on Misam Chaylev. So you would imagine that the exact same Issur that applies to Tisha B'Av applies to Ovel. It's limited to Dvarim She'en Amrayim, but Dvarim Amrayim will be Mutter because they're not Misamech HaSolim. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam felt. But the Re disagreed. The Re felt that Ovel is different than Tisha B'Av. Because the Braisa by Ovel doesn't mention the Heter of Dvarim Amrayim, the Re felt maybe it's Taka different. Look at the Braisa Kipshuta. The Braisa by Tisha B'Av mentions Dvarim Amrayim. The Braisa by Ovel doesn't mention Dvarim Amrayim. So Mistama, there's a Chilik between the two. So what is the Chilik? Said the Re, the mokor for the Issa Talmud Torah by an Ovel is not Misam Chelef, but rather what is it? Hey Oneg Dom. Hey Oneg Dom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, Hey Oneg Dom. Hold back. Be quiet. Dom. Be b'shtika. Be quiet. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara Moikotin earlier tells us of all the different sources of the Yisurim for an Ovel at the beginning of the third parak. So in Dav Tesvav it says, Ovel also be the Ritar, but the Kaamar Achman al Yecheskel, Dom, Hey Oneg Dom. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, be quiet, so the Ovel is also be Talmud Torah. Said the Ri, is there any mention of Simcha? No mention of Simcha. So if there's no mention of Simcha, then Mistama, the Ovel is also even in Dvarim Haroim. Maybe there's a chilek to be drawn between Ovel and Tisha B'Av. The Braisa by Tisha B'Av mentions the Heter of Dvarim Haroim. The Braisa by Ovel doesn't. So why do you have to say it's B'chol Amachta Machtinim? I'll tell you why. Because the Braisa by Tisha B'Av starts Kol Mitzvos HaNogos B'Ovel Nogos B'Tisha B'Av. The Braisa seems to equate them. But yet, Halo Dovahu, that the Braisa by Ovel doesn't mention Dvarim Haroim. So says the Ri, maybe Taka's different. Maybe the nature of the Halacha is different. It's derived from a different Makor. It's not derived from Misam Chele, but rather from Hey Onegdom. The Rav expanded on this idea quite a bit. And he felt that what the Ri really is saying is that the nature of the Issur Talmud Torah for an Ovel has nothing to do with Simcha, but rather the nature of that Issur is that the Ovel is supposed to be b'shtika, he's supposed to be quiet. Right? Adam la'amal yulad, a person is born for Amal, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says la'amal peh, la'amal Torah. A person is supposed to be speaking divrei Torah. That's the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Ovel is supposed to be bedom. He's supposed to be b'shtika. He's supposed to be quiet. So part of what he's supposed to do, the Gemara assumes, is that he's not supposed to learn Torah. Now this idea of dom, yes?
We're saying that Hanek dom is ushering all Talmud Torah. Then what is Shonashi and Rabbi on Tosfos say? We're saying that's permitted.
The Makom Shein Rabbi. That would be usur according to the Ri. That might be mutter according to the Rabbeinu Tam. If you connect that to Simcha, right? That loshon that Mekari B'Makom She'eino Rogil. That's in Tainus by Tisha B'Av. That's not said with Avi Ava. So that would all be based on Simcha. Mekari B'Makom She'eino Rogil is because if he's not used to this chiluk of Torah, then it's not misameach. He's not so happy. You know, the first time that you learn a sugya, right? The first day of the sugya, it's home. Second day already, it's lebedik, right? You start to quote Torah. Svara, then it becomes levity, then it's enjoyable. But the first day, it's a makom shen rogel, it's challenging, it's hard, you got to break your teeth on the Rishonim to work it out. That's a din in Tisha B'Av, but not necessarily by Ovel. The Rabbi Natan would say, no, it's a din in Ovel, because the Issa Talmud Torah by Ovel is also Simcha. But the Rehold, the Issa Talmud Torah by Ovel is not Simcha, it's from Dom. And that could explain why the Gemara also derives the Issa Sheila Shalom from Heo Negro. That's earlier in the Gemara there on the Tisvav. Ovel Osu B'Sheila Shalom, the Kamele Rachman Ali Yecheskel, Heo Negro, what's the Kasha? Heo Negro teaches me this Sheila Shalom, it teaches me this Talmud Torah. Two things from one pasuk? We never learn two things from one pasuk. How can we suddenly learn two things? The answer is not two things. It's the Zel Bazach. It's the same thing. The Ovel has to remain Bidmima. He has to remain Bishtika. There are two extrapolations, right? There are two expressions of that halacha that he has to be Bishtika. One is that he can't have Shela Shalom. He's not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, to ask Bishlom Chaver. But the second expression is that he's not allowed to learn Torah either. He has to be Bidmima. It's not two different dinim, it's the same concept. But isn't Talmud Torah based on Simcha? No. Says the Ri, it's based on Dom, that he has to be Bishtika. And because it's based on Dom, that's why it applies even to Dvarim Harayim, according to the Ri. Based on Dom. Not based on the Sam Chelev. So according to the Ri, you have a chiluk, you have a split between Ovel as opposed to Tisha B'Av. The Baisa by Tisha B'Av mentions Pikud Hashem Rishar M'Sam Chelev because the nature of Issa Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av is all based on Simcha. But the Issa of Talmud Torah for an Ovel is not based on Simcha, it's based on Dom, Hei Oneg Dom, to be B'Shtika. And that's why the parameters are different. By an Ovel, maybe it applies even to Dvarim Harayim. And that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, when he talks about the Issa of Talmud Torah by an Ovel, what does he say? What's the source of the Issa of Talmud Torah for an Ovel according to the Rambam? Yecheskel, the Pasuk in Yecheskel, exactly. Menayit Shavu Lasu B'Dei Torah, Shari Nemer Liyecheskel Heyanekdom. No mention of Misam Chelev at all. Halodovahu. Isn't Misam Chelev the key? The answer is no, according to the Rambam, it has nothing to do with Misam Chelev. And that's why in the next halacha, the Rambam says that even Dvarim Haroim is asa for an Ovel. Because he has to be B'dmama, he has to be B'shtik, he has to be quiet. So he can't learn any Talmud Torah, even Dvarim Haroim as well. Yes? Here, Hurei Torah? He's still with the Moma, he's not speaking. Wow, that's interesting. Hear her. So hear her can bring a person to Simcha, but he's still being Mekayim Dom. According to the Rambam, hear her with the Torah for an Ovel would be Mutter. Wow. I never heard of such a thing. But yeah, it's interesting. According to the Rambam, that's what should emerge. He is with the Moma, he's not saying anything. So it should be Mutter to learn Torah with the Moma. It should be Mutter to learn even with Dvarim She'enam Raim, but hear her. What do you say, Eitan?
By Tishba is a dinner of Avelis, right?
Right.
So an Avel is an Avel. So you can't get to it, there's no din of
you're saying it's also Asa Mitam Simcha. Excellent. It's also Asa Mitam Simcha, but Dome adds. It expands. It doesn't subtract. Right. The Avel can't be involved in Dvarim Shel Simcha. But by the same token, maybe he can't even learn Dvarim Haroim because he has to be Bedom. Excellent. Very good. Very good. It's both. It's going to expand. It's not going to limit. I'm not sure whose hand was up first. So. Yoni? Naftali?
I'm saying, is that possible why Rashi mentions Simcha? Even though the Gemara talks about a pasuk, it could be that it's to make it more expansive. To expand the Issur of Talmud Torah. And therefore, that's what everyone's getting.
What Rashi is also learning from Dom, but he's just expanding this to
the
Talmud Torah.
The Gemara says Hanek Dom. So how do you...
Right, so you're asking the kasha on the other sheet.
Right, how do you... Yeah,
if you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that there's a Talmud Torah for novels only because of Simcha, so what is Hanek Dom coming to teach me? Then this is Tostus says this kasha, right? Moikot. Chafal. No, that doesn't he ask this kasha? Mashahevi re raya lesson with the karma la'el osu with the retor shenemar hei anegdo. Umashmachko. That's your kasha, right? Those shitas that hold that the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel is limited to Dvarim Shenam Roim because of Simcha, so what's hei anegdo teaching me? Ain't nearly raya says Tosfos. The Waka Omar Elami Dover Hamasamcha. Kadama Batinas Mishim Shinar Pikuda Yashem Mishar Mesamchele. Tosfos says, hey, an egg dome is a pasuk. It's like a gili milsa that an ovel is also betamatara, but then you have to understand the nature of the iser. Comes the brisa by Tisha B'Av and tells me it's midavar mesamcha, pikudei Hashem Yisham mesamchele. It's Tosfos say. It's a little shver. Hey, an egg dome is a gili milsa. What do I need a gili milsa? It's not a svar, right? Simcha is a svar. A little bit difficult. I think the Rav had a different shot over here. I think the Rav said, this is in Shirei Harav and Hilchas Tisha B'Av, I think. The Rav wanted to suggest that maybe Hayaneg Dom, according to the Rabbi Natan, teaches me an extra halach. That aside from the Issa Talmud Torah for an Ovel himself, he's not allowed to be Melamed Torah L'Acher. He can't teach other people. The Ovel is not allowed to learn for himself, according to the Rabbi Natan, because it's a davar shel simcha. An ovel is not allowed to engage in davar shel simcha. But why is he not allowed to teach other people? Well, it depends. If he's teaching dvarim she'enam ra'im, then he can't teach other people because it's mesameachim. It's a davar shel simcha for him too. But how do I know that the ovel can't teach dvarim ha'ra'im? Maybe even those shittas who claim that there's a heter of dvarim ha'ra'im, that means there's a heter for the ovel to learn himself dvarim ha'ra'im. Because it's not mesameachim, but Hayonek Dom might teach me that he's not allowed to be melamed la'acherim. He can't speak divrei Torah to other people. Maybe that's what Dom is teaching me, according to that sheet of claim the right. Right? That really the Issa Talmud Torah is based on simcha, but to teach others, even in something that's not mesameach, the Ovel can't do. Right? He won't be able to teach even Devarim Haroim, even for him that's mutter to learn, because it's only a function of simcha. No, Dom teaches me an extra halacha that you can't teach others. The Ovel is not allowed to teach others, and that is done through speaking. Yes?
But doesn't the Gemara Mordechai say that if it's for Sarkli Tzibor, some an Ovel can teach other people?
Rabin Tzrichimla. Right, so if no one else can give the shir, then maybe he's allowed to do it, but if other people can give the shir, then he's not allowed to teach. So like, you know, Mishnayis, to learn the Mishnayis at the base Ovel, it's a whole shayla if you're allowed to do it, and which Mishnayis you should learn. But the Ovel is not the one who learns it, because someone else can teach the Mishnayis. He doesn't have to do it himself. So maybe Dom teaches me that he shouldn't be teaching other people, even Bidvarim Haroyim, which would not be a problem for him, he didn't sin. Yes?
How do halakhas apply to Kriyas HaTorah? Would he be usher to get, let's say that he was a Kohen, he was the only Kohen in the minyan, not the Ovel, and to the Aliyah, but he'd be usher to get the Aliyah, you have to give it to somebody else.
The Rav actually discussed it. That is a question, right? Because Kriyas HaTorah is like a Talmud Torah, and it is melamed la'acherim, right? So Mishnah the Ovel would not be able to get the Aliyah. He'd probably give it to someone else. Right? Probably he'd walk out and they'd call up someone else. Or, I'm not even sure that he'd have to walk out because if he can't get the Aliyah, he can't get the Aliyah. So Lachar, that would be a problem like this. Dovi?
She'al Shalom applies in Tisha B'Av, so shouldn't
right. Sheila Shalom does apply to Shalom, that is true. But the Gemara in Taina says that the Isser of Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av is only Midin Misam Chelev.
Yeah,
it's not based on Dom. So we're not applying all Dine Ovel to Tisha B'Av. We talked about that yesterday. Right? Does the Issa Tfilin of an Ovel apply to Tisha B'Av? Maybe it's not based on the Pasuk, maybe it's based on the Svara. It's not so clear that we can extrapolate. The Gemara in Taina says Beferish that the Issa Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av is based on Misam Chelev. So
yeah,
I'm not sure that I would apply that.
Shtika should still apply. Meaning we are applying the concept of Shtika.
Right. But the Chachamim felt that on Tisha B'Av we're not asterisking Talmud Torah completely. Right? We don't have to be Bedom. Since the entire Tzibor is knowing the same Avelis, we're all together in the same situation. So Chazal apparently felt that you don't have to be Bedom completely. Sheila Shalom is something that they didn't want people to be friendly. But to learn Torah, to teach Torah, that's permissible. Chazal didn't want to ask for that.
You say that like Shtika does apply, but teaching or learning about like the Korban
is like talking about like the mace?
Maybe. So Chazal didn't want to apply that halacha. That's why the Braisa says beferish that it only refers to Mesam Chelev, not to Dvar Hara. Yeah.
Just to clarify, if you just have Machshava, right? So Henning Dome is just saying for just Isser of Dibor, and we're saying that.
No, just a second, but Eitan pointed out, yeah, that Simcha is still a problem.
So according to that combination, that means that me just learning quietly, Dvarim Rayim would be mother. Right? Because Simcha doesn't apply. Because
Dvarim Rayim. Even learning out loud Dvarim Rayim would be mutter.
According to Tosfos. According to the Ri.
According to the Ri. Okay.
Right, so it's not an issue of Simcha because of what Eitan said.
Rather, it's an issue of Dvarim.
I'm just saying Machshava, which is not an issue of Dvarim, because I'm not saying anything. So if you're saying that.
Just a second, let me think. So Dvarim doesn't include Machshava, but Simcha does include. Simcha does include Hira. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so according to that, then me, Machshava, without saying anything, learning Dvarim Rayim would be mutter, according to everyone.
Yeah. Eitan?
Yeah,
think so? Yeah,
so
that makes sense?
So if that's true, then, and we're saying the Svara, we had a Kasha from Tosfos in Moikam, and the Rav saying that anecdotal, according to Rashi, right, is that you can't say anything. You can't, so the only way you can learn Dvarim Rayim is Machshava.
No, just one second. The Rav is trying to answer for the Rabbi Natan, for the other sheet. But
yeah.
If you hold that the Issa Talmud Torah is Machmas Simcha, so what is Hayanek Dom teaching me? He says, it's teaching me that it's also Mimalavet Torah Lachet.
What's
Machmas?
According to everyone, it seems that the only way you can learn is quietly by yourself. You can't teach anyone.
The Machlokas is whether the Ovel is allowed to learn Devarim Haroim. Bidibur, let's say, right? Is he allowed to learn Devarim Haroim? According to Rabbi Natan, it's not the Samer, so he's allowed to learn that. According to the Ri, he's not allowed to learn it because of Dom. That the simple nafkamina is Dvarim Haroim. That's what we're talking about. Let's leave that here, okay?
To keep it simple.
To learn Dvarim Haroim. The normal way that you're supposed to learn is Bedibur, right? You're supposed to be Medaber, not just be Mahar. Share. Not share with others, but you're supposed to be Adam La'amul Yulad. Right? That's the first Vat. Right? The person is supposed to be speaking Divrei Torah. Maybe the pshat is that the Isser is formulated based on how the Chatchila person is supposed to learn. So it's supposed to be Bedibur, so Chazal understood that the Olam is supposed to be Bedom. There's an Isser of Talmud Torah, a complete Isser of Talmud Torah.
So the only Isser, the only Nafkamina would be
Dvarim Haroim.
Dvarim Haroim that I'm Dabir to myself, that I'm not teaching to someone.
Correct. That's exactly right. That's what the Rav is suggesting. Okay. You're getting back to the final kasha that we have to address, and that is that if there really is an Isser of Talmud Torah for an Avel to learn all types of Torah, so why didn't Rav mention it? If we can somehow answer that kasha, then we might be able to answer your kasha too. If we somehow can point out that the Avel has some kind of mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's going to be quite a push to fit that in, but then he'll have to say Birchas HaTorah for that.
According to anyone else, why would not be able to say Kriyat
Shema? Oh, maybe Kusha Achas Meteretzes B'Chavrata. You've just invoked the Ritva. Oh, we're going to get to this. Very good. Very good. We're going to get this. Hold. Yeah. Yoni. Right. The Rambam only quotes Dom, but again, if Simcha is a Svara, so maybe we don't need to hear that from the Rambam. Meaning the Rambam just meant to expand the Isser of Talmud Torah by an Avil, that it applies even to Dvarim Haroim. But no one would say that the Avil is allowed to engage in Dvarim Shel Simcha. That's a steerer to the state of being that he's supposed to be in.
So the source is still being Dom, but then as far as the Talmud has like a limit, a limiting?
Right. The svara. Well, the svara is actually expanding it in the other direction, right? That to be osek bedvarim shel simcha, even beher, even if you will be bedom, it's still going to be us. Right. So the final question is, according to the Rambam, now that we understand the sheet of the Rambam, that there really is a major machlokas rishonim going on over here, as to whether the Issur Talmud Torah by an Ovel is simply a function of Simcha, or it's even a function of Dom. Again, even a function of Dom, not limited to Dom, but even a function of Dom. Nafkamina, whether it applies to Devarim Haron as well. So now the question is, according to the Rambam, why Taka didn't Rav mention the Issur Talmud Torah from Rav? Rav says in Agamara that Ovel is chay b'chol mitzvah samurz b'torah except b'tfilin. It's not true. It's chay b'chol mitzvah except b'tfilin and Talmud Torah. He's also the Talmud Torah, all types of Talmud Torah, Dvarim She'enam Raim, Dvarim Haraim, so why didn't Rav mention it? So comes the Ritva and gives an answer. He doesn't quote the Rambam, but he gives two answers to this Kashi. He asks the same Kashi as Rashi, and he gives two different answers. The first answer is that Mamish the same as Rashi. And he adds a little bit, but it seems very similar to Rashi. Let's see this Ritva inside. This is the last page of the packet number 4. Be kashalei, kashalach. The amri of alasu b'devitara ve'elu, of alasu b'devitara ve'elu hasam amri nashu chayv chamit samers b'atarachus v'nat filin. The Gemara says that avalos is also b'devitara, and yet Rav leaves it out. V'yesh lama she'en lemeidim in aklolos avavish never behem chutz. En lemeidim aklolos chutz doesn't always mean literally chutz. There could be another item on the list, but we don't mention it. Okay, that doesn't help me. That's just that the beginning of an answer. But Taka, what's the answer? It says Zokter Ritzav. Ocha Pshita Leida Asa B'Derei Torah Shem Esam Chelaev. He says, first of all, don't darshan anything from Chutz. Just because it says Chutz, Ein Lemeidim in Aklolos Afilu Kishanu Ben Chutz. We all learn from Klolos. There could be exceptions. So what Taka is the reason why he doesn't mention Talmud Torah? Because it says Svara. It's the same as Rashi. That's the first answer of the Ritzav. The Issa Talmud Torah by a novel is Mesam Chelev, there's nothing to talk about. You don't have to mention it. It's not learned from Xeris HaKotzu like Tfilin, so there's no need to mention. Yeshlom Arzak Beritvam Kevan the Kara Kriyash Mashachas Ha'arvis B'didei Sagi like the Issa B'sof Menachis V'nim Tzashin HaPotem Yimena. Gemar Menachis says V'hag Issa Bo Yomam V'layla. That teaches me not only should you be learning Yomam V'layla as much as you can, the expansive version of Talmud Torah, but it also teaches you the minimalist sheet of Talmud Torah, the minimal amount of Talmud Torah that you have to do. Yomam v'layla, kriyash mashal shachris, and kriyash mashal shal arvis. The Ovel has to read kriyashma. He has to daven, right? Pesukah d'zimra is part of tefillah. There's no din that an Ovel is also but tefillah, so he's going to be reading kriyashma. Once he's reading kriyashma, he can be yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with that reading of kriyashma. And that's not included within Dom. Even though he has to be b'dimama, but Chazal did not understand that the Ovel is not supposed to daven. He's not part of minat tefillah. He's supposed to daven. The Ovel is davening. He's chayv in tefillah. He's chayv in all mitzvot HaTorah. He's chayv in tefillah. He's chayv in kriyashma. I Dom. No, Dom doesn't apply to that. Right? Dom applies to Talmud Torah that's outside of Tefillah, outside of Kriyashma. Zokter Ritva, once he's going to have to read Kriyashma anyway, so he's yotzei the mitzvah Talmud Torah. So can you really say that he's potter from Talmud Torah? No, maybe he's chayv in the minimum shear of Talmud Torah, in Kriyashma shel Shachris or Kriyashma shel Arvis. So that's why Rav didn't mention it. There's no kasha to begin with. We were so troubled. There might be an issur Talmud Torah for an Ovel, maybe Dvarim She'enam Raim, maybe even Dvarim Haraim. You can have as much of an issur as you want, but kriyashma shel shachas v'shel arvis, he has to lay. So if he has to read kriyashma, then he'll be yotzei Talmud Torah with the kriyashma. He can't be yotzei Talmud Torah in the most expansive way like he normally would if he weren't in Shiva, but he does have a kiyum of Talmud Torah. So once he's able to be mekayim Talmud Torah in the minimum way, then we can say that Yitaka has a kiyum of Talmud Torah, and that's all he should do. So according to the Rambam, even if there is an issur of Dvarim Haraim for an Ovel, it's not that the Ovel is Osir b'Talmud Torah. He's Osir in most of Talmud Torah, but not in Kriyashma. He can be Yotzei his Chiyuv b'Talmud Torah by reading Kriyashma Shel Shachris and Kriyashma Shel Arvis. So that Lechora is the answer that we'll have to give to the Rambam. Okay? So it's quite interesting. There are different shitas in the relating to the Issur Talmud Torah for an Avil. But depending on these shittas, that will determine how to answer this kasha as to why Rav left it out. He mentions tefillin at the exception, the one mitzvah that the Avil doesn't do. But the reality is, the Avil also doesn't do Talmud Torah to some extent. The question is, how expansive is that Issur? But either way, everyone is going to agree that the minimum shear of Talmud Torah he does have, because he's going to have to read Kriya Shema. Okay. Let's go find it. Did you start the next? How many Talmidim started the next packet? You did a little bit. Okay, so we'll begin it. I don't know if we're going to have time to finish it, but at least we'll start. Zok to Gemara. Va'omer Reb Abba Bar Zavda Marav. Another statement that Reb Abba Bar Zavda said to Shem. Ovel Chayev B'Sukkah. When Ovel is Chayev B'Sukkah. In the on the heels of Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amarav's last statement, this seems completely unnecessary. He just told me that an Ovel is Chayav B'Chol Mitzvah Meres Batar, so of course he's Chayav in Sukkah. Sukkah is in the Torah. What's the Shaila? Ovel Chayav B'Sukkah Pshita. No. Mahu the Tema Hol V'Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Amarav. No. Hol V'Amar Rava. The Bach changes it. Hol V'Amar Rava. We're going to get to that on Daf Chavav. I would think, look, Rava has his famous principle, Mitztaris Potem in Asuka. Whoa, that's a big, big sugya. Right, we're only going to get to part of it now, because there's a lot to talk about in terms of Mitztaris. But we know this principle, that a Mitztaris Potem in Asuka, someone who's sitting in a sukkah and he's Mitztaris, he's in pain because of the bugs, or because of the heat, or because pieces of the schacha falling down on him. So he's Potem in Asuka. Dr. Gemara, I think that an Ovel as well, Hainami Mitzar, the Ovel is also Bitsar. He's Bitsar on his mace. Kamash Malan, Hanimili Tsara de Mimela, Navalhocha, Ihu Hudaka Mitzar, Nav Shengi Boyle, Li Suve Daite. Kamash Malan, Mitzar is Potom and Asuka by Tsara de Mimela. What does that mean? That means Tsar unrelated to the person himself. Tsar from the Sukkah, let's say. Right? From the circumstances. Tsar from the Zvuvim and from the heat and from the pieces of the Sukkah, whatever. Tzara de Memela, unrelated to the Ovel. This is a Tzara de Nafshe. This is his own Tzara. Iboile, li suve daite. Says the Gemara, the Chiddush of Rav is that the Ovel has to be miyasev daito. He has to get rid of the Tzara de Nafshe. He has to get rid of the Tzara de Nafshe. That's what we mentioned last time, that on Chaf Hei Amar Aleph, the Gemara was saying that someone who's Torah betir de mitzvah, like the Chosn, is potem in a mitzvah. Not only Osek b'mitzvah b'yadayim, but even Osek b'machsheves mitzvah. Torah b'machsheves mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. But it's got to be a machsheves mitzvah. It has to be Torah b'tirda the mitzvah. Torah b'tirda the tovah sinas v'ayam. Or Ovel, says the Gemara. That's not enough. Even though the Ovel is Torah b'evlo, that's not a tirda the mitzvah. It's a tirda the rishus. And that's why he's not potem in ha-mitzvahs. And as Rashi says, the Ovel is chayev to be noeg dinim, to show kvod meso, but he's not chayev to be mitzvah. So the tsar that he's noeg is not a tsar of a mitzvah. It's a tsar of the nafshay. It's not a tsar of the sukkah. It's not a tsar of the mitzvah, right? It's not a tsar of mitzvah, but rather it's a tsar of the Ovel himself, tsar of the nafshay. So he has to be miyashev daito, ibarle li yisuve daite, to sit in the sukkah. That's the Gemara. That's the gift. You would think that the Ovel should be Potter because he's Bitzar. Bitzar is Potter and Asuka Kamashma, and it's Tsar the Nafshe. He has to be Yashir Dait. So this Gemara at first glance is very difficult. So Havamin is Maskona. Havamin is the Ovel should be Potter and Asuka Kamashma, and he's Chayav Asuka. The Havamin is that he should be Potter and Asuka because Bitzar is Potter and Asuka. So what's going to happen? Within the Havamin of the Gemara, Mitzar Potem Asuka will tell me the Ovel is Potem Asuka, and therefore what? He'll sit in his house. He'll sit in his house. Because he's Potem from Asuka. Should the Ovel really be Potem Asuka based on Mitzar Potem Asuka? Is that really true? Mitzar Potem Asuka will part of the Ovel? So you would tell me, yeah, he's Bitzar, he's Potem Asuka. Is that really true? Let's say a person has a cold, he's not feeling well. He doesn't feel well, but sukkah, he's bitzar. He's not feeling well, he has the flu. So should he be part of the Nasukah? Is he going to be better sitting in his house? Let's assume it's nice and balmy outside, right? It's 65, you know, just like it is outside. Right? 65 degrees, 70 degrees outside, it's perfect. Perfect weather, right? So he's Betzar. So he's part of the Nasukah. But it's not going to be any better at home. He's not going to get rid of the Tsar by going home. So what makes him part of the Nasukah? Maybe mitzvah part of the sukkah means that if you're mitzvah machmas etzem yeshivasu b'sukkah, the mitzvah from sitting in the sukkah, and by leaving the sukkah you won't be mitzvah, so then you're part of the sukkah. But if you're not going to get rid of the tzar by leaving the sukkah, and you're not going to enter into a sakana, right? It's obviously not going to be a sakana for the choler to stay in the sukkah. If it would be, then clearly he's potter, right? So why shouldn't he be chayav in the sukkah? This is a kasha that the Hagos on the Mordechai is. Mordechai sets forth a fundamental yisod. It's a world famous Mordechai. Mordechai in Simin Shin Mem. The Amar Rava Mitzar Padman Asuka Kosov Rebeleza Mimetz, the Uraim. Rebeleza Mimetz writes like this, Besefer Uraim, that's Samach Yud, Besefer Uraim. Perish, what does mitzvah part of the Nasukah mean? Sheyesh lo tzar min ha-sukah, u'betzeso yinotz. He has tzar from the sukkah, but when he leaves the sukkah, he'll be saved from that tzar. The ke'en dira be'inan. Right? Lezim Yimetz alludes to the p'tur of mitzvah, the nature of the p'tur. What's the source of the p'tur of mitzvah min ha-sukah? Basukos teishu shivas yamim, teishu ke'en tadur. Person wouldn't live in a bias that gives him tzar. Ke'en dira be'ina, ve'en derech b'nei adam, lama b'dir asam, b'tzar. A person doesn't stay in his home when he's b'tzar, he goes to another place. Right? If his home, you know, if there's a flood in his house, he's not going to stay there. If the heat is not working, he's not going to stay there, he'll go somewhere else. But if he can't find another place to go, if it's not going to be better in the second place, he stays put. What's the point in going? I mean, his house is still his house, it is protecting him from the elements somewhat, so if he can make it better by going to a different place and he's been sour here, then he'll go somewhere else. But if he's not going to make it any better there, why would he go to a different place? He'd rather stay in his own home than to go to someone else's home. Right? If Khalila, there's a flood in the community, so he's not going to go to someone else's home. If there's water in his house, there's water in someone else's house, he'll stay where he is. If he can leave the whole area, then great. But if he can't leave the whole area, he's not going to go to someone else's house. The other person's house will be a source of just as much tzar. That's the Rebbe Elazar Yimetz. So ask the Marik, the Hagoah and the Mordechai quotes the Marik Kolon, Shuvis. The Yesh Litzmoa, Frek the Marik, Yesh Litzmoa, Zed, the Garcin and Parakai Yoshin, Vamar Baba Barzav, the Marav, Ovachai Besukam, Mozag Yemara, the Mao, the Tema, the Oval is part of because of its star. Why do you have to come on to that? Tepuk lei, the betzeisa menasuka lo yachsoch ke'eva v'lo yinotso menatzar. He's not going to save anything. He's not going to get rid of the tzar. The ovel is betzar. His karov was niftar, he's bitzar. That tzar exists whether he's in the sukkah or whether he's out of the sukkah. Mitzar part of the sukkah doesn't apply if he's not going to get rid of the tzar as a result of leaving the sukkah. What's the havmi of the gemara? The havmi is the avil should be part of because mitzar is part of the sukkah. Kamash malon, he barely the yisuvei daite, it's tzara the nafshe, he has to control himself. What's the havmi? Mitzar part of the sukkah is only if he'll get rid of the tzar by leaving. The avil's not going to get rid of the tzar, he's bitzar here, he's bitzar there. Stuff the zel b'tzar. What's the having of the Gemara? The docha gadol hu lomar says the Marik she yeshivas hasukah tarba lav tzar evlo. Adar Abba svar he behefach. Marik says docha to say that the sukkah makes it worse. The sukkah doesn't make it the tzar evlo worse. It's shava. It's shava in the sukkah, shava in the bais. There's no difference. So why? What's the having of the Gemara that mitzar is part of in a sukkah? That the oval is potter because of the star potter in Asukah. And why does the Gemara have to answer that there's a difference between Tzara de Mamela as opposed to Tzara de Nafshe? What should the Gemara have said? No, the difference by an Avil is that he's not going to save himself from the Tzar by leaving. So the Ptura Mitzdayer, Minasuga, doesn't apply to an Avil. Simple shock of Italian in the Gemara. Why did the Gemara say that? What's the Havamina? And why did the Gemara give that Teretz as the Maskana that he can't save himself by leaving the Sukkah? Marik's cash. So of course, the fact that the Marik mentions this idea, Doch HaGod Alomar, so you know someone's going to say that Doch HaGod. Right? He's bavarning what the Rishonim probably said. What someone else said. You know, I heard in the Beis Medrash this Teretz, come on. Doch HaGod Alomar. So who's the Mara D'Shmaitza? Who said it? The Marik is Doch. Doch HaGod Alomar, that's better in the bias as opposed to in the Sukkah. Who said it? The Rush. So the Rush said it. That's why Marik is trying to bavarn what the Rush says. Right, interesting idea. What does the Rush say? Who Rush? What Rush? Rush and Simmons on. Schwarzen. Argument. Ovel Chai Besuch. What does the Rush say? Mao the time of Amar Rav Mitzar Kadmin Asuka Hainami Mitzar who be Yeshiva Sasuka Yosemi be Yeshiva Sabayis. Says the Rosh, I would have a Havamina that the Ovel is Mitzar from the Sukkah more than the Bayis. Why? The Ovel Chafetzulios Nisbode. The Ovel wants to be left alone. He's very sad. He doesn't want people to chebe him. He just wants to be left alone. He wants to be Nisbode. Be'evlo. The Yoshe b'makom tzar v'afela k'dei lios torad b'tzaro. He sits b'makom choshe v'afela in the dark. That's why people bother him. He wants to be mispodeid. In the sukkah, he can't be mispodeid in the corner. Right? It's one sukkah there. And it's more of a public area. In the bias, he can sit in the corner, sits in his own room. No, in the sukkah, no one has their own room. Everyone's together. He doesn't like the sukkah as much as the bais. So I would think that the ovel is more bitzar in the sukkah than in the bais. So mitzar potem in a sukkah should tell me that hitaka is potem in a sukkah because he will be saved from the tzar by coming into the bais because there he'll be able to be mispodeid. Gomash malon hanimili tzar the memela. Avonocha iu the komet tzar nafshe mi barle li yisuve daite. That's the Rosh. The Havri of the Gemara really is that the tzar of the ovel is greater in the sukkah than the bais. He wants to be misboded. He wants to be alone. He wants to be left alone. He wants to be able to wallow in his tzar, to spend time with his tzar. He doesn't want people to chepe him, to bother him. So he's happier to be in the bayis, so he can be alone. In the sukkah, he's more bitzar. So that's the half-meaning of the Gemara, that he should be potter because he's more bitzar. He's more bitzar in the sukkah. Kamash malon, it's a tzar denafshe, he has to be miyasid. Okay, that's one working pshat in the sugya. Marik didn't like it, but that's one working shot in the sugya. So what's talk of the problem with the Rush? What is the problem? Sounds like a good spar to me, right? He wants to be misboded, so he's more bitzar in the sugya than he is in the bayis. I'd have a havamina that he should be part of in a sugya.
So he wants, but it's not necessarily going to increase his tzar. He wants to be in the house to be alone, but it's not something that's really going to increase in the heritage tzar. Even being with people might actually alleviate it a little bit.
I hear what you're saying. He might think that he wants to be misbodeid. But the reality is, being together with people might be menachem him. Might be menachem him. Toby?
I think the Rush is talking about a different type of tzar. He's not talking about the tzar of the Avel. He's talking about, like, not the tzar of, like, losing a maze. He's talking about the tzar that Avel feels by being in the sukkah. So, the Avel wants to feel the tzar of losing his maze, and therefore wants to be inside and being in the sukkah because of a different type of tzar being a putt.
But still, being in the sukkah gives him extra tzar because he wants to be focused on his mace.
Right, so it's not that the tzar, it has nothing to do with being menachem from the mace. He doesn't want to be menachem from the mace on purpose, and being in the sukkah causes him that kind of tzar.
Okay.
But not of being menachem from the mace. Mm-hmm. That would cause him tzar.
Okay, I hear. Josh?
What about the whole idea that I mean, you're not supposed to be the Avel, you're supposed to be like happy, misalech, and like the chak. Like, what, like, should you not be the Avel on the Avel? Like, you shouldn't want to be bitzah, you shouldn't want to be, like, upset. You should want to be, like, you're supposed to, like, forget about Anyantid.
Right.
And, like,
right.
And be the simcha.
Right? It's a good hair.
Isn't Josh is saying the answer of the Gemara? Because not the Kamashmalan? That it's not about.
Right, that's the Kamashmalan. The Kamashmalan is that it's his own sar, so he has to be Miyasev Daito to be able to sit in the Sukkah. He really. Yeah, there's a steer between the Yom Tov. Well, forget about the Yom Tov. There's a steer between the mitzvah of Sukkah. Forget about Yom Tov being a contradiction to his emotion. His emotion is a contradiction to the Sukkah, right? Because of its star part of the Sukkah. But you do raise a good point. Yes, Josh? Josh number two?
Could he not make a small Sukkah?
Saying he can make a Sukkah where he'll be able to be misbodeh. Yeah, but normally sukkahs are more open, so people are going to come in. You know, people are popping their head in.
The Rosh one says 6x6 works.
Right? The Rosh is 6x6. You mean as opposed to 7x7? 7x7 not too much bigger than that, right?
Right.
Right. And I think everyone says that 7x7 is okay. I think a sukkah is viewed as a more public area. You know, it's a more public thing. It's not. You know, people tend to shtuk their heads into the sukkah. Frek the taz. But don't we have a mitzvah of Nicham Avelim? A mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. So maybe we shouldn't be Menachem Avelim. Because it's a tzar for the other. According to the Rosh Svar, that the other wants to be misbodied. He wants to be left alone. So why do we come to be Menachem the Avel? He wants to be left alone. You see that's not a svar, says the Taz. That's not a svar. The other wants to be left alone. We assume no fakir, that by being Menachem him, by being together with people, it'll be better for him. He thinks that. Right? Elon's point. He thinks that it's good for him to be left alone, but we know otherwise. So because he thinks that it's better to be left alone, so I would have a havamina that mitzdaras pas min hasukkah, and he should be able to sit in the house because it'll be better for him in the house. He wants to be left alone. If that's the case, then there shouldn't be a din of nicham aveilim, because we shouldn't be menachem. We should just leave him alone for a kitas. What's more, asks the Taz, if that's the chiluk is that it's taka better in the home than in the sukkah, right? Again, if the chiluk is that the oven wants to be misbodeid, right? According to the Rosh, the oven wants to be misbodeid, so to him being in the sukkah is worse than being in the bayis. Let's see the kashas inside. Let's see the kashas. What does he say? Pirish Arosh, the havamina de avil mitzdar besukkah yosu mi bayis. The avil chavetz lios misbode v'yoshev v'makom tzar v'afelek de lios tar v'tzaro v'koshe fektetaz. The haitais iloma sfora garua kazos. Whoa. That was fighting words. Well, it's a tzar for the ovel that he can't be bitzar. What kind of a strange idea is that, says the Taz? Then we should be able to be menachem because we're causing him tzar. He wants to be bitzar, to be mitzvoded, and that's why it's better in the house than in the sukkah. The su. Minolon shezel svar klal, amaylo mishani de ba'ovel ain lo maylo bebayis yosem isukah, ain lo bebayis yosem isukah, amaylo mishani de ba'ovel ain lo maylo bebayis yosem isukah. Elo dehava mina de kevin the Torah du potter misukah kamashmon de kein dira beinam velo potter elam kein yinatzel meatzar. What do we want to say that the mitzvah is potter min hasukkah? So I think there's a havamina that Ovel should be potter from the sukkah because he's mitzvah in the sukkah, but he'll be saved from that by being in the bayis because he wants to be misvodeid. Kamash malon. The second kash is why don't you just say that the kamash malon is that he'll be able to be saved from this tsar? Right? That the kamash malon is he'll be able to be saved from this tsar, like the Mordechai says. I'm not sure that's a kash on the Rosh. much of this kasha and the rush. The Taz is troubled in his first kasha. He says, how can you have such a svar? How can you say such a thing? But the Ovel wants to be misbodied. And because he wants to be misbodied, now there's a havamina that it's better for him in the bayis than in the sukkah. So then how can we be Menachem Avelim? Well, Menachem Avelim, we cause him a tzar. L'chore, it's not mistava like that. L'chore, it's better for him if other people come. So it's better for him in the bayis than in the sukkah. So it's better for him in the bayis than in the sukkah. How can we think of patering the Ovel? How can we think of patering the Ovel from the sukkah by saying mitzvah patim in the sukkah? It's not going to change by going into the bayis. Because the svar of the rush is very difficult for Ektatas. That's the Taz's kash. So we're back to square one. If we don't like the rush, so then we're back to square one. What's the answer? So the Taz is going to give an approach. We'll talk about the Taz's pshat tomorrow. Sefer Avodas David says something very interesting. He suggests the following. He wants to suggest, maybe Taka, it is better. It is better for the Ovel in the Bayis as opposed to the Sukkah. What's the Havin of the Gemara? The Havin of the Gemara is yes. The Ovel is Bitzar, both in the Bayis and in the Sukkah. It's the same Tzar, the Tzar from the Avelis. If it's the same Tzar, Bain in the Sukkah, Bain in the Bayis, for the lesson, we should say that the Pyramid Tzar doesn't apply, because he's not going to solve the problem by going into the Bayis. Up the Avodas David, not like the Rush. A little bit of a nuance of difference. The Rush felt, no, it's better in the bias because he wants to be misvoted. No, maybe the answer is different. Maybe it's better in the bias because even though the Ovel is in the same Tsar, but when someone is in a Tsar, right, someone doesn't feel well. Right? He wants to be in the most comfortable circumstance as possible. Right? Someone who has a cold. Does he want to go into the sukkah? No, the sukkah could be a wonderful place. But it's not as pleasant a yeshiva as a yeshiva of a bayis. Sitting in your dining room is more pleasant than sitting in your sukkah, no matter what the weather is. A person who is bitsar, his tsar is going to be exacerbated by sitting in the sukkah because the sukkah is not as pleasant a location to sit in. It's not that the oven wants to be misbodeh. No. Is that since he is Bitsar, and Taka, that Tsar exists both B'sukkah and B'bayis, the sitting in the Sukkah is going to exacerbate the Tsar. It's more uncomfortable for him. He's Taka going to be more Bitsar in the Sukkah because the same Tsar that he has in the B'bayis in the Sukkah will be exacerbated by sitting in the Sukkah because it's not as comfortable a place to sit. Maybe that's the Pshat of the Gemara. That's the Havam. The Taka. His Tsar Avel, yeah, is the same, both in the Sukkah and the Bayis, but the reality is the Sukkah is not as comfortable a place to sit in general. So that's what's going to make it more kosher for him. Right? That will make it more kosher. Makes it more difficult. Right? We know that the sitting in the Sukkah is more difficult. That's the famous statement of the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Sukkah to Chodesh Tishrei, not Chodesh Nisan, to demonstrate, to make it a heker that we're sitting there with Tzorech Mitzvah. Because it's not as pleasant as sitting there b'chodesh Nisan, right? It's more challenging in Chodesh Tishrei. So sitting in the sukkah is not so comfortable. It's not as comfortable. So mistama, that's going to exacerbate his tsar. So that's the Havmei of the Gemara. The Havmei of the Gemara is that it'll be better in the bayis, not because he wants to be misboded like the Rosh, but rather because whatever tsar he has, bein in the sukkah, bein in the bayis, it'll be exacerbated by sitting in the sukkah because it's not as comfortable a place to sit. Mashmalon, the tzar that the Ovel is in is a tzar de nafshei v'ayilu yisuvei daita. He has to put himself together so that he won't have the tzar. If he won't have the tzar, then it won't be any worse for him in the sukkah than in the bayis when he'll be chayiv. So that lechora could be a very simple answer to the Marik's kasha. Tomorrow we'll have to look at the Taz. We look at the Taz, it's a very fascinating answer. The Bikuri Yaakov has multiple questions on the Taz. We have to figure out what the sheet of the Taz is to try to answer this question.